You know those people I talked about in the intro who seem to approach life differently? Who inspire you with their energy or positivity or general good vibes? Kate, who works at my friend Shauna's local Home Depot, is one of them. Shauna told me she wanted to put Kate in her cart, scan her, and take her home because she's a kitchen bath ninja who knows her stuff and because she turns an otherwise big, cold corner of an even bigger, colder store into a warm, friendly, home-like space. She does it with her smile, unwavering kindness, and by painting her apron with the most gorgeous and impressive naturescapes, a new one for every season. Simone Gordon, aka the Black Fairy Godmother official, is another yay human. A single mom, nursing student, and waitress, she uses Instagram to connect those who need emergency assistance, regular people in surprise dire financial straits, utilities on the brink of shutoff, out of diapers or meds before payday, who've been ignored or turned away by bigger nonprofits, with those willing to offer help by donating small amounts of money or goods via Venmo or Amazon wishlist. She does this in her spare time with the help of a few others and all without taking a cent. One more, my buddy Pete, whose son plays basketball with mine. Anytime a new face walks into the gym and heads his way, he not only gives them a high five or shakes their hand or introduces himself, he turns to me and says, "Do you know Meg Murph?" You hopefully know how good it feels to be included, and Pete developed this awesome habit that gives that feeling not only to newcomers, but to me and whoever else is lucky enough to be sitting near him. I could go on and on with stories of fully charged yay humans. What they and others have in common is they take action in either big or small ways. They see and seize opportunities to do something positive, and they do it. That's the crux of living fully charged. A long time ago, I realized that the times I felt the worst, the most drained, defeated, and down, was when I believed or convinced myself I was stuck. No control over anything, nothing I could do, no action I could take to change how I felt or what was happening. It took me hitting rock bottom and rising again, which I'll talk about later, to see that there is always something you can do. Sometimes it's as simple as deciding to grant yourself grace or to be patient with and accept your feelings or a situation. Other times, it's deciding to control your reaction or how you're thinking about all those things you can't control. All the time, it's a simple decision to do something positive. Every day, often several times a day, I ask myself, what can I do to make this day or moment more fun or full or feel better? Sometimes I can't wait to answer. Other times I want to tell myself to shut the fuck up because I get worn down, riled up, and stressed out like everyone else. And that's when I choose to do something simple, like breathe and think about what made me say yay that day. I work out or go for a walk. I compliment a stranger or do something kind for them. I drop off a gift for a friend or connect and laugh with a coworker or my kids. I buy a $5 bouquet at the supermarket. I put on a lightning bolt sweater and bright yellow heels. I make the positive choice to draw on my big toolkit of tips, strategies, and habits that I know deliver charges of positive energy. That's what this first chapter in the Take Charge Energy is all about. Feeling empowered to do something, to act, to try new things, to step out of your comfort zone and embark on this journey toward living more fully charged.